The following program is brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon, located on Division Street, downtown Nashville, and online at kungfusaloon.com. Part vintage arcade, part sports bar, all fun. Kung Fu Saloon.
Now, broadcasting live from the WNSR studios, this is Forever March.
Turn on the business here.
It's awesome!
By George!
It's awesome!
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
It's awesome!
He's got his J-back, folks!
Baby!
Your Nashville home for the best coverage of the best postseason in all of college sports. Forever March answers all your college basketball questions and gives you all the best college basketball insight. Call now at 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. And jump into the madness. And now, here's your hosts, Zach Williams, Blake Lovell, and Ty Richardson.
Another beautiful Saturday morning here on Forever March, brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon, and we are live here at Kung Fu Saloon right now. They have just opened their doors at 11 o'clock. They open, and we are just bringing in all the amazing college basketball into the fun atmosphere that is Kung Fu Saloon here on Division Street. Of course, they have all the tasty food. They have all the games that you want to play. I mean, literally, if you want to take a trip down memory lane, guys, hit up Kung Fu Saloon today between 11 to 1 while we're here, and then after that, to hang out after with us after the show and all that good stuff. We're giving away Pred tickets today live on the show here at Kung Fu Saloon for next Saturday, March the 10th, against the Devils, right?
New Jersey Devils,
yes. Devils, that's who it is. And we'll be giving those away during the show, doing a live ticket raffle. We'll have that. You'll be able to call into the show if you have any college basketball questions. Just burning as it's March now, guys. 615-844-5600, the number you got to call in if you want to get in. And guys, you can just smell the madness in the air, right?
I think so.
Blake's itching to give an upset pick already.
I have a few. I have three or six, so
okay.
I'll let you know which ones.
I get in trouble for getting multiple ones out there, but nonetheless, leave your college upset picks in the comments or give us a call to tell us who you think is going to get upset today at 615-844-5600, or you can check out at Nash Sports Radio on Twitter and Facebook to find our Periscope, and you can leave the questions there in the comments or your upset picks for today. So should we just go ahead and jump straight into that, as, of course, some of the games have already started right now as we're underway here at Kung Fu Saloon?
Might as well.
Go ahead, Zach, since you're batting 100% here for the last, 6 months?
Something like that. I don't know, guys. It's been really nice. I'm going to go Texas over West Virginia. I was looking at this one. This is a big game for Texas. They need to win this game to stay relevant, at least, in the chance of going to the big dance in March. And it doesn't give them a 100% chance. It gives them, I'm actually looking at a statistic right now, it gives them a 98% chance. So it's better than I did in college. So I'm willing to do that and go with that over West Virginia. At home, though, of course, they don't have Mo Bamba in today, so they won't be using that. But still a big win and a big chance to move forward. So I think that surge of energy is going to give Texas. Right now the score already 6-5. West Virginia is winning by one. So
that's
over already. But nonetheless, I think I'm going to go Texas over West Virginia.
That'd be an interesting pick. I think West Virginia won that game the first time around. I think it was by 35 or something like that. But different location.
Bigger atmosphere right now.
Different stakes, different location now.
So who do you think?
All right,
Blake?
Ty. You're next.
Gonna,
go ahead.
We're going
to go next. You know, I know that you're going to love this one, Blake, because I think the Purdue Boilermakers are going to go down today.
I knew that was coming.
The
100%. No questions asked.
In
I knew
the
that
semifinals.
Was your pick.
I think Penn State's pretty much right now in the NCAA tournament, but right now a win over Purdue in the semifinals in Madison Square Garden. Hopefully there'll be some people there because there haven't been anyone there so far this week. But Jim Delaney can blame the Big 12 or Big 10 commissioner for that. But yeah, Penn State, I mean, you look at the game the last time they played. They lose by three on the road against Purdue last time they played. This is going to be a very close game, Blake. And I think the line's at 8, giving the Boilermakers 8 points. It's a little high for me. I think they win. So I'm going to go with the Nittany Lions beating Purdue, giving them another loss, making them question mark.
Yeah,
March.
Boy, I tell you, sixth loss of the season. They should probably be in the CBI or the CIT at that rate. I don't really know what Purdue's been doing all season besides winning 27 of their 32 games. But I think the 8's too high. I agree. I think it'll be close. Neutral court game. We see how well Penn State's been playing. But I'm going to go in a couple of different directions. As you guys know, I like to give at least three.
You like to cover your sides, too, right, so it doesn't matter. Whichever team you're going to pick, you're going to pick the opposite somewhere else.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Georgia, Tennessee. You look on my website, I picked Tennessee. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go that route today. But Michigan, Michigan State, the other Big Ten semifinal, I think you got two red-hot teams on a neutral court. Just something about this Michigan team right now, and I think it's going to be a close game, just like the Purdue-Penn State game should be. I'll go towards Michigan on this one. I just think there's a potential for that type of upset. We saw them already win the game earlier in the season at Michigan State, so I'm going to take the Wolverines there. There's a couple other interesting ones, but I was going to lean towards Texas and West Virginia too, but without Mo Bamba, I just don't know if that's going to happen. And then you look at some other games, Syracuse and Clemson. Clemson's 18th in the country, but Syracuse is favored by one, so you guys always get on me. Even though you got a team that's unranked playing at a team that's not ranked. And so I think Syracuse will probably win that game. But the one, you know, there's some interesting ones here, but I think Michigan over Michigan State is the one I'll stick with.
I'll throw out another one. I think Notre Dame actually has a decent chance against Virginia Day. You look at what Virginia did against Louisville earlier this week. No chance of winning that game. They're down four with less than, 2 seconds to go? Mm-hmm. And they somehow find a way to win it. Ty Jerome. And it was that the free throws he hit, and then you have DeAndre Hunter come down and just drilling that banked in three. That was unbelievable. I think that they could be the cause for concern on Virginia is to get a lapse. I mean, they've only lost two games on the season. They already lost to Virginia Tech at home, which is a game they clearly should have won. Notre Dame, Bonzi Colson in his second game back this season. I believe Matt Farrell's playing also in this game, if I remember that correctly. They're giving 9 points to the Cavaliers. That's high for me.
That's too high.
I know that Virginia can lock people down defensively, but I think Notre Dame, Mike Bray, you always talk about him as being one of the most underrated coach in college basketball. He has a chance to prove that today. I think that Notre Dame has a very good shot of beating the Cavs today.
Here's another one I'll throw out because we always just like throwing these out even when we don't pick them, but Kansas at Oklahoma State. Kansas already wrapped up the Big 12 title. They don't really have that much, I guess you could say, to play for. Obviously, you talk about seeding and all that, but I think Oklahoma State, I mean, they've already won that game earlier in the season at Kansas. I think it's an interesting matchup. Oklahoma State, you know, obviously has, you know, they've kind of sputtered here down the stretch in terms of, you know, they've lost some games they shouldn't have.
Boynton's done a good job, though, in his first
game. Oh, he's done much better than I think anyone expected him to. And they've actually played better on the road than they have at home in some of these recent games. So that's kind of a little concerning. But I don't know. I think that's going to be another close game.
Well, I'll go off that one sec, Zach. Bill Self does not have a good record against his alma mater, and that always plays a factor. If you look at what he's done against Oklahoma State while he's been in Kansas, he has not done well against them for the most part. And you mentioned they already lost to him at home this season. Now they get him on the road. It's a game that Oklahoma State must win to have any shot of going to the NCAA tournament. I couldn't agree with you more on this one.
Need good balance. They need good balance, and that's what they had in the first game. So
let me throw a local one at you. I think the Thundering Herd are going to take on the Blue Raiders here in Murfreesboro. Marshall already won the first matchup. Of course, that was at home, and it'll be back. And in TSU, they have the 90.9% win index, that possibility of them winning. So you know, I'm going to go with Marshall on this one. Upsetting the Blue Raiders.
I think there's a potential for a letdown because you've already seen MTSU clinch the title. Mm-hmm. And so you're one. And I think that's a similar case when you look at some of these other teams that have already clinched regular season titles. You have this last game. What does it really mean? You know, but I think with Middle Tennessee's case, a win over Marshall, I don't know how much it affects in terms of, let's say they get to the Conference USA final and they lose, you know, to Western Kentucky or somebody like that. Does that still give them a chance at an at-large bid? I think that's why every game is important when you're a team like Middle Tennessee State trying to at least put yourself in that position to get an at-large bid should you lose in the conference tournament.
All right, before we get into Blair Kirkhoff in just a bit, we're going to hit on some games that were big games earlier this week. Let's start with Virginia Tech. We talked about them beating Virginia just a sec. They beat Duke 64-63. This is not a Seth Greenberg team that's always on the bubble. This team is solidly in the NCAA tournament. It was curious.
Shot at Seth Greenberg there.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I have no problem doing that. But, okay, so Duke, they pound Virginia Tech on the glass. They beat them by 14 boards on the glass. But they shoot 28 threes and shoot, I want to say, 20-something percent from three. This is what's been a problem for Duke all season long, is they don't know what they have down low in Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter Jr., and they get too trigger-happy from three. And you talked about them doing that too much.
Well, and the thing is, I think you're seeing that trend with a lot of teams now in college basketball. The bigger teams, it's just become more of a perimeter game. You guys know this. I mean, look at the NBA. I mean, it's more of a perimeter game now. and you're seeing a lot of guys, no matter whether they're 6'10", 6', doesn't matter. A lot of people want to shoot threes. And everybody wants to shoot jump shots because it's a whole lot easier, and it's just come down, shoot the ball. I think you see that with a lot of young teams, especially. I mean, you look at a team like Duke, obviously we've talked about their youth all year long, and we know kind of what some setbacks can be with them, the losses they've had to teams that they shouldn't lose to. But on the other side, Virginia Tech. Always thought Buzz Williams a very, very good coach. He's someone that's done well. That's a tough place, you know, to win consistently, as we know. We've seen throughout the years. But when you look at them, I mean, I like this too, to bounce back the way after they lost at Duke the way they did, where they got blown out, only scored 52 points. Very unusual for a team like that that's so good on offense to bounce back, find a way to grind out a win like that. I think Virginia Tech's one of those teams you have to watch out for once we get to the tournament.
And bouncing off what you said, talking about, you know, it's the perimeter game, I feel like so much of that, too, is just how – I mean, somebody who covers high school basketball and watching, you know, the fundamentals almost completely go out of the window. And we were talking just before, you know, the show started, how one team I watched and called a game for, all they did, I mean, you know, they took 43. So it was just that was all they did. Every rebound, they kick it out and they take another three. And, you know, it's become so, like, flashy now to be the spot-up jump shooter. You know, look at the Trae Youngs and Steph Curry, I mean, who really could arguably say caused this trend of looking cool hitting the three. And you see that so much. I wonder when we'll see that, because we talk about Duke doesn't know how to use their down-low big guys when they have arguably the best low court in the top 25 basketball that could be used talent-wise that they're not using. How long do you think that stretch continues?
I don't think we'll see the game go back to – I just think you're going to see more perimeter stuff, more perimeter stuff, more perimeter stuff. Like, you know, when you have – that's what makes DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, those kind of guys that can really dominate the game, is because there's just not enough of those guys now that can just simply play down low, get a rebound every single time, score in the paint at will every single time. And that's like going to the SEC. Look at a team like Texas A&M. Texas A&M is okay right now, but they've been very underwhelming as a whole because – they've wanted to shoot jump shots a lot. Mm-hmm. And they have Robert Williams, who's 6'10", Tyler Davis, who's 6'10", Tony Trostmorelos, who's 6'10", one of the biggest front lines in all of college basketball, and they have a tendency to shoot a lot of threes. And I think teams like that, you wonder about them because you get in those matchups where you play the teams that, guess what, that's all they can do is shoot threes, and that's their sort of strength. You play them, you're in trouble because that's not your strength. You have to play to your strengths, and we don't see some of these teams do that sometimes.
And that was that whole fear with Trae Young getting into the tournament and everything. Just teams that live and die by the three, you're going in with a hand behind your back already, because if you're not shooting, because that happens. It can happen where just days are, you're just going to miss. And if the whole team decides to miss, well, you're out because you have no other game. And that's such a dangerous look, especially when we talk about matchups and things like that, getting into the tournament and all that. It just that kind of stuff really, I don't know, I don't want to say irks me or anything, but it's just exciting to watch and just to see, like, well, this team, they're really, yeah, they're flashy. They're going to be on a lot of highlights for how they're shooting, but the day it comes when everyone's missing, they're not going to be there much longer.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what Duke does and other teams do as well down the stretch. All right, we are live at Kung Fu Saloon, Nashville, off Division Street. We got Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star sports reporter, coming up next. You're listening to Forever March on Nashville Sports Radio, presented by Kung Fu Saloon.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
Vanderbilt baseball lives here.
It is way out of here. Fastball swing and a miss for strike three.
This is your home for the Commodores.
Double play. Vanderbilt wins.
Going back to the track and makes the catch.
Catch the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
Your season-long home for Vanderbilt baseball is Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The NCAA tournament is just around the corner. You're listening to Forever March.
And welcome back into the number one college basketball show in all the land here on WNSR 560 AM 95.9 FM. Before we get into our guest that we're going to talk to in just a sec, I just want to remind everybody here at Kung Fu Saloon, and that is on their way to Kung Fu Saloon, we're giving away a pair of Preds tickets here today on the show. All you got to do is enter the raffle, get you a ticket, rip it off, and you'll have a chance at the end of the show to win Preds tickets for next Saturday against the New Jersey Devils, brought to you here by Kung Fu Saloon and Nashville Sports Radio. Ty, who do we got on the phone, my man?
Blair Kirchhoff. He's a sports reporter for the Kansas City Star. He's really knowledgeable when it comes to a lot of college basketball. We're really good at college football, too, but we're going to talk a lot of college basketball with him today. Blair, thanks for coming on, man. Kansas somehow, some way, manages to win another regular season Big 12 title. In your mind, what's the biggest reason that Kansas and Bill Self were able to do it again this year?
Well, it is... This was somewhat unexpected. I mean, they were picked to finish first in the league. They're picked to finish first every year now. It's just like until someone can beat them, they're just automatically going to be the preseason Big 12 favorite. But halfway through the season, more than halfway through, in fact, on Valentine's Day, Kansas was a game behind Texas Tech, and Tech had already won at Allen Fieldhouse. So I don't think anybody was thinking this. You know, Kansas was in the favorites role then, but look, Kansas always tends to get better as the season progresses. They tweaked a few things with their team. It's already a good shooting team with the likes of Devontae Graham and Steve Mikhailuk and a couple others. They got more production from their big guy in the middle, Udoka Azubuike, and it all just came together for them. It has over the last 3 weeks or so, coupled with a key injury to Texas Tech. Keenan Evans, their all-conference guard, injured a toe, and he hasn't been the same player for about 4 weeks, and Texas Tech went on a losing streak. And Kansas swept West Virginia this year. That was also big in the success factor for KU. But it is an amazing streak, 14 in a row, Big 12 championships in a conference that's often in the top three in conference RPI.
Blair, when you look at Kansas this year, obviously Bill Self, to be able to lead them to the streak, has done an unbelievable coaching job year in and year out. But when you look at just this year specifically, given the overall strength of the league and all that, How would you kind of rank just the coaching job he's done just this season with this team?
Well, it does rank among his best, I think. He was asked that the other day, and, you know, he dismissed it out of hand. But I think it has to go down among his best, especially when, they did some things this year that they haven't done. For instance, losing at home. They've lost three games in Allen Fieldhouse, the most since 1999. And then they had another home game, or they were the home team at a game at Sprint Center in Kansas City, and dropped that game. So technically, four home losses for KU. That just doesn't happen. But they've been terrific on the road. They're 6-2 in league road games, and I don't think anybody else is at 500, or maybe there's one at 500. So that's been a big factor for Kansas, the success on the road, going to Lubbock, going to Morgantown, going to Manhattan, the teams that are going to finish 2, 3, 4 in the league. Kansas went there and won at those venues. So that's been a big part of it. But, yeah, I mean, early on, it just, you know, to see this team lose at home and actually get manhandled at home by the likes of Texas Tech and Oklahoma State was kind of head-shaking for veteran Kansas watchers.
Blair Kirkhoff, our guest right now. Blair, as much as I want to ask you right now about Eric Hosmer and the Padres playing the Royals in spring training right now, I'm not going to get into that. But we're talking college basketball. Being in Kansas City or being with the Star and all that and just being in that atmosphere, go back earlier in the season to when Oklahoma's playing so well and Trae Young is just lighting up the boards left and right. What was the atmosphere like for Kansas fans thinking this may be the year they finally fall off one?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That was the case. The way Oklahoma started and really just, snuck up on everybody with Trae Young. He was a highly recruited guy, for sure. He had Kansas and Kentucky among his finalists, decided to stay home. You know, he went to Norman High or Norman North High and stayed home at Oklahoma. And everybody knew he was good. He was on a national championship AAU team with Michael Porter Jr. and Porter's younger brother, Jonte, who were at Missouri. But nobody saw this. Nobody saw him get off to the start, averaging 30 points and 10 assists like he did in the first half of the season. So, yeah, I think a lot of people in the Big 12 thought when Oklahoma got to number 4 in the country and had some pretty impressive wins early on in the non-conference and early in the Big 12, that this was their year. And a real surprise, too, because they, after going to the Final Four in 2016, they fell off pretty hard last year. And this was seen as something of a hope to get back to the tournament year for Oklahoma. Well, in mid-January, toward the end of January, you thought not only are they going to get back to the tournament, they're going to be a top 2 or 3 seed. But now they've really regressed. It's startling to see what's happened to Oklahoma over the last month, and I still think they're in the NCAA tournament right now, but they're not too far from the bubble the way it's falling apart for the Sooners.
Blair Kirkhoff, sports reporter for the Kansas City Star, at Blair Kirkhoff on Twitter, our guest here on Forever March. Blair, you've got to watch a lot of Big 12 college basketball this season. Besides Kansas, which team do you think has the tools and the players and the coach to take them the farthest in the NCAA tournament in 2018?
Well, I'll start by saying I'm not sure there is a Big 12 team capable of getting to the Final Four, even Kansas. Kansas is probably going to be a number one seed, but I don't know. I just think it can be a flawed team. If they're not shooting the three very well, they can be beaten by about anybody. When they are shooting the three, and they're a 41% three-point shooting team, they can beat anybody. But I'm not sure there's a Final Four team out of the Big 12 this year. But if somebody can come off the pace from a 3, 4, or 5 seed, I look at West Virginia with their senior guards, Javon Carter and Daxter Miles. Those guys have been in the league for about 13 years now, and they've just owned the conference. They're talented. They can shoot well. Carter's a real solid leader type guy, and Bob Huggins, of course, has been to the Final Four a couple times. So I do think West Virginia is capable. I know they had a disappointing stretch this year. They lost a bunch of games in a couple week period and fell off the pace in the Big 12. I would have said Texas Tech, but I think this toe injury to Keenan Evans is not getting any better. It might be a broken toe, which means it's absolutely not going to get any better. And it's just a different team. But when everybody was at their best this year in the Big 12, I think Texas Tech was the best team. They played great defense, smart offense under second year coach Chris Beard. And I would have been really bullish on Texas Tech at full strength going into the NCAA. But I think you'd have to say Kansas and West Virginia are the best hopes. Baylor's kind of a sneaky team. Baylor's a type of like maybe a 10 seed that could win a couple of games, beat a 7, and then maybe beat a 2. They're just they have that many talented guys on the team, but they're inconsistent as heck. And there's a lot of teams like that in the Big 12: Texas, Kansas State, Baylor, that Oklahoma now I think would get into the tournament somewhere between a 9 and a 12 seed. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be a year where the most of the Big 12 teams will be wearing the road uniform in the first game, and it's been a while since there's been that situation in the NCAA tournament for the Big 12.
Blair, to switch gears to a team in that area that's gotten a lot more positive attention than it has in recent years, and that's Missouri. Who's a team sitting there right now feeling good about its NCAA tournament chances and also feeling good about the potential of Michael Porter Jr. stepping on the floor. Now, it looks like he won't play today, but it sounds like there is a potential that he could play for them next week at the SEC tournament in St. Louis. How do you kind of see this situation unfolding? And for this Missouri team, maybe what's their ceiling when we talk about with him or without him once they get to the tournament?
You know, I asked a committee member that same question about a week or so ago when the word started getting out that Michael Porter could play before the end of the regular season or in the conference tournament. And I asked this committee member, how would the committee evaluate Missouri? Because it's such an unusual circumstance. You know, the committee's had to deal with injured players, you know, teams getting an injured player back or losing a player to injury and considering them that way. But to consider a team getting a player back who was believed to be one of, if not the best prospect coming into college basketball this year, who, if you believe mock drafts, would still be a top five pick. You know, how do you look at that? What do you do with that? And he said it's unprecedented. It would take a long conversation. But what they really want is to see him play and to see how Missouri, reacts to Michael Porter Jr. being in the lineup and being part of the team. I mean, it can go one of two ways. He can provide a big spark, or he can disrupt the chemistry. But the committee wants to see that. I think what's going to eventually happen in Missouri is I think they're in the tournament, but I think they're just going to have to be evaluated based on what they did on the regular season, and not to project them with an additional star player. That's what the conclusion was when I talked to the committee member. But otherwise, I think it's been a great season for Missouri. They were the preseason number 5 pick in the SEC with Michael Porter Jr. It looks like they're going to finish 5th without him. So I think that speaks really well to the job that Konzo Martin did. And they really got fortunate with a transfer, Cassius Robertson, shooting guard from Canisius. Nobody knew much about him when he came to Columbia. And he's been their MVP. I think he's a first-team all-conference type of player. This year, you know, they beat Tennessee in Columbia. They beat Kentucky in Columbia, two of their more impressive victories. Yeah, I think it's a tournament team, and I think Missouri's a team you might want to keep an eye on come NCAA play.
Blair, right now, I mean, Devontae Graham's starting to make his case for this, and I'm wondering who you have right now with the winner of this, but the Wooten Award. Who do you think right now that's for you?
Well, you know, you're right. Devontae Graham has, he's picked up some steam here in the last few weeks, especially with the lack of success of Trae Young. But I look at Jalen Brunson at Villanova, and, if you wanted to do best player on best team, I think there was some of that last year with Frank Mason at Kansas. I don't know if Kansas was necessarily the best team, but he was clearly the best player on a team that was in the top 3 or 4, or at least the number 1 seed last year. And you can apply that standard. You know, Virginia has good players, but there's nobody who you'd identify as a National Player of the Year type of candidate. And there are some others. DeAndre Ayton, of course, with Arizona has been very, very good. And there are, you know, I think it's you can get to an All-America team pretty easy. But when you're talking about somebody who's just going to stand out among the rest, and I think Devontae Graham is now part of the conversation. And if it happens that way, if he ends up winning that one of the National Player of the Year awards, there's a handful of them: the Naismith, the Wooden, AP Player of the Year, NABC, the Oscar Robertson by the USBWA. There's a bunch of them. If he wins one or two of those things, that would be an incredible accomplishment for a guy who, you know, like Frank Mason the year before him, was ticketed for a mid-major or a low major coming out of high school. You know, Devontae Graham had committed to Appalachian State and ended up going to Brewster Academy and ended up, got re-recruited, signed with Kansas, and Frank Mason was ticketed to Towson State before coming to KU. So it would really speak to the improvement the guys make when they come to Kansas and play for Bill Self.
Blair Kirkhoff, our guest here on Forever March, sports reporter for the Kansas City Star. Blair, I want to get you out of here with this. So you've been with the Kansas City Star for a while. You've seen what Bill Self has done at Kansas, alma mater of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. It's weird. Oklahoma State either plays Kansas really tight or Bill Self and Kansas lose. Do you think there's actually something there where Bill Self struggles going against his alma mater, especially today going to Stillwater?
You know, that's a good question, and I think there is. I don't know if it's a psychological thing. I don't know if Oklahoma State plays that angle up when Kansas plays the Cowboys, but you're right. I mean, you know, Oklahoma State went into Allen Fieldhouse and won pretty convincingly this year. I can remember Marcus Smart's team coming in, 4 years ago and beating Kansas in overtime and Marcus doing the backflip on the floor. Kansas has always had a hard time going to Stillwater and win. I think Bill has a winning record against Oklahoma State, but I imagine his winning percentage against the Cowboys is worse than it is against just about any other Big 12 school, maybe besides West Virginia. But, yeah, I think the very first year he went to Oklahoma State, he ended up losing by 20. And that, of course, that was an Oklahoma State Final Four team and Bill's first – the only Bill Self Kansas team that didn't win the Big 12. But that kind of set the tone. It's always been difficult for him to go in there and beat the Cowboys. But if Oklahoma State wins today, that'll be – I think this is a crazy stat. As much as the 14 straight championships is a crazy stat, a Bill Self-coached team has never been swept by a Big 12 opponent. They've never gone 0-2 against a Big 12 opponent, and that could happen today. This is the 102nd opportunity for somebody to sweep or to have played Kansas twice, and Kansas has never been swept. They've had 69 sweeps and 32 draws, but nobody has ever swept Kansas under Bill Self. It could happen today.
Wow, I did not know that. Blair Kirkhoff, sports reporter with the Kansas City Star. Blair, I envy you. Next week you'll be at the Big 12 tournament. I've been there twice. That is one of the best conference tournaments of any in all of college basketball. Thanks for doing this, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, great talking to you guys.
All right. That was Blair Kirkhoff. Amazing, just dropping knowledge dimes left and right for us. Now, remember, we're here live at Kung Fu Saloon right now. We are giving away a pair of Preds tickets for the game next Saturday, March 10th, against the Devils. So you'll be able to enter that in if you get into Kung Fu. If you're already here now and you want to get entered in, all you got to do is get a ticket. And if your ticket gets pulled, you get to win the pair of Preds tickets we are giving away here at Nash Sports Radio. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side and continue with all the March Madness talk that's we're in the precipice of it right now, guys. I'm really excited to get into it. We got more college basketball coming at you. If you want to join us, 615-844-5600. And we got a call in if you want to get in back after this right here on the WNSR.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Coming up this week on Checkpoint Radio, competitive PUBG made its return at IEM Katowice. We'll share our thoughts on the tournament and tell you who got the winner chicken dinner. Plus, we'll sit down with David Highhill of the NFL to learn about the Madden 2018 League. That's all coming up on your source for esports and video game discussions, Checkpoint Radio from Westwood One. Join me, Nate, Robbie Norris, and Joe for Checkpoint Radio.
7 to 9. Sunday nights on Nashville Sports Radio.
Coaches, players, analysts, and more. You're listening to Forever March.
Welcome back into the number one college basketball show in all the land here in Nashville, Tennessee. WNSR 560 AM, 95.9 FM. Your home for all the best college basketball talk forever March. Give us a call at 615-844-5600. Guys, I've told you once, I've told you a million times, look, if you're looking to buy a car, the summer is just around the corner. We're already getting into spring. You want a nice car to have to drive around in all the great weather that we're going to have here in Tennessee. That could easily change on a dime at any point. But you got to go check out my friends over at Nissan of Rivergate. They're giving away cars at crazy rates, at crazy prices. They have the best people, the best parts, the best service department. You got to go check them out. Go to 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, and you can check out their website, see what they have online, and see what all deals Nissan is running right now. www.nissanofrivergate.com. I've used these guys multiple times. Everything has been perfect. I just love the atmosphere. I love the car that I drive. It's just the best. Give them a call, 615-865-7220. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
All right, we got Jeff and Murfreesboro on the line. Jeff, we got to go quick because we got some SEC content to get to. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. You got any SEC stuff for us?
Well, not really. Florida's kind of bombing Kentucky right now. It's 30-19 with about 5 minutes to go in the first half. Kentucky shot about 33-34%. Florida's making a lot of shots, and Kentucky's turned the ball over. So it doesn't look too good for Kentucky right now. They'll be a 3 seed if they determine if they win. If they don't, they'd have to get some help from. I think Missouri has to beat Arkansas, and they might be a 4 seed and get a double bye to play in the first couple of days. So that's why I'm just hoping they get a top 4 seed and get a double bye and play in the first 2 days of the tournament. But this team could go out in the first round of the NCAA tournament, or they could make a run and be playing the second weekend. So there's no telling what they play the good the last couple, three or four games, but they right now they're just they're right now they're not playing very good on the road, and they're not playing very good in Florida. So I don't think Florida's that great a team. I really don't. You know, I know Florida beat them in Lexington earlier, but I don't think they're that great. And you know, but I wanted to ask you guys about, I don't know if you guys watched any of the OVC tournament last night, the semifinals last night. They're two pretty good games. Noticed they had around 3,400 for their attendance up at Evansville, and also the Conference USA tournament this week. I wanted to ask you guys about that. I know you guys think middle is in the tournament as far as the men's go, but how many fans do you think Middle Tennessee will bring up to Texas? Do you think they'll bring a lot?
I think they will, Jeff. I mean, you look at the season they've had. They've definitely – that fan base has always traveled anyways. All the success they've had in recent years, they'll have a lot of people there, a lot on the line, because this is a team, like we continue to talk about, they can be one of those teams. They can win, you know, multiple games in the NCAA tournament. They have the makeup. They're a top 25 team now. I think it's going to be a fun week for them.
Yeah, it was a really fun atmosphere on Thursday night in Murphy Center, over 11,000 in that building, and it was pretty fun to fun to be in there and fun to watch on TV too. Watch a little bit of it on TV, but went to the didn't go to the game. Watched it on TV. It was really fun. A fun atmosphere in Murphy Center. Hadn't been that way in a while. And like you guys said, I think they can. It just depends on the seating they get. Because I've seen multiple things where there could be a 10 or 11 seed. And I don't know what they're going to do. But I did want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about the OVC final tonight, Murray State and Belmont? Do you think Murray can beat Belmont and go to the NCAA tournament, or?
And yeah, Jeff, we're gonna move on. We'll get Blake to answer that. He's our OVC guy.
I do the show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we appreciate you calling in, my man. Now, Blake, OVC tournament going on tonight in Evansville. Of course, we have the TSU coaches show on Sundays with Greg Pogue, 9 to 10 every Sunday, pretty much through football and basketball season. I mean, this is a hot time right now for the OVC. A lot of not many people talk about it, but I mean, a lot of information there to be going over right now.
Big game. I mean, it's the two best teams in the conference. That's what you ask for. Belmont has struggled in recent years with having that double bye, and it kind of affected them. Now we have the championship game we want to see, and it's going to be a great game, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more in the second hour.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that a whole lot more. So now we want to get into some SEC talk and talk. I mean, we already mentioned it with Kentucky and Florida right now. Kentucky, not doing their best performance, playing kind of the back-and-forth basketball right now. What are some other games that you have on your schedule that you want to talk about today?
Well, guys, it seems like we're always kind of here in terms of, final day of the regular season. I don't know what more you could ask for in terms of you have Auburn and Tennessee playing for the SEC regular season title. They're obviously not playing each other, but both of them now have a chance to at least grab a share of the regular season title, and both are trying to do it in revenge fashion where they play the two teams that beat them 2 weeks ago. South Carolina heads to Auburn, Georgia heads to Tennessee, and it's going to be interesting to see how those two games play out, because I think when you look at the matchups, Georgia and South Carolina are two of those teams, as we've seen, have already beaten them, but they have sort of that grinded out defensive sort of physicality to them that can make things difficult on both of those teams. I think Georgia really matches up very well with Tennessee. South Carolina, I don't know that they're going to be able to have that kind of offense on the road like they did at home.
And senior night.
It's going to be difficult, I think. I think it's much more difficult for South Carolina probably to win this game than, you know, maybe Georgia being able to keep things close to Tennessee, just because you obviously have a guy like Yonte Maton on the floor for Georgia. But I've picked both Auburn and Tennessee to win, which would certainly, you know, again, they would share the regular season title. Auburn, by way of beating Tennessee earlier in the year, would be the number one seed in the SEC tournament. So those are the two most intriguing games, just because you want to see how things play out there, and they're going to be back-to-back. So Tennessee will know when that game tips off what happened in the Auburn-South Carolina game before that. And then you have to go to Alabama and Texas A&M. I mean, we're always talking about Alabama, but they have seemed to make things very interesting right now, where if they lose this game to Texas A&M, you're going to go into the SEC tournament next week in St. Louis with Alabama needing to win possibly multiple games to get into the NCAA tournament. This is what I always say. If you put yourself on the bubble, You can't try to figure out if I have to win one game, two games, three games. If you put yourself in that situation, you cannot control what everyone else does around the country. What if somebody steals a bid in the Big Ten? What if somebody steals a bid in all these other conferences? Then you put yourself in a situation where you don't know what you have to do to win.
Just win, baby, win.
You just have to win games. So if Alabama loses today at Texas A&M, they are going to put themselves in a very, very tough spot heading into the tournament next week.
Yeah, and especially relying on Colin Sexton to say, Colin, you basically have to lead us to an SEC championship in order for us to get in the NCAA tournament, or we'll see in the pros next year, because that's a situation that Avery Johnson is going to put the freshman in.
Well, and look, you don't want to be a team that is trying to plead your case to get into the NCAA tournament, and yet you've lost your last five games of the regular season.
Yeah.
And you put yourself in a situation in the SEC tournament where you don't know who you're going to be playing. Now, the good news is that there isn't really any bad loss opportunities in the SEC aside from Vanderbilt and Ole Miss maybe. So if you happen to get one of those in the tournament, then you're okay. You know, if you can beat those, you're okay. But if you lose, you're done. And so that's like a situation you don't want to get in. You want to be able to play those high-quality opponents. But again, if you're Alabama, you're putting yourself in this situation, and you don't want to be able to do that. And it's going to be a very difficult game, I think, for them today at Texas A&M.
Looking forward to the tournament, though, just preview it as much as you want to do it, Blake and Ty, guys. It's just, but what team has the most to prove, and what team has the most to lose?
In the SEC tournament?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that you could probably still kind of stick with Alabama as the team with the most to prove and lose. I mean, you think about it, because they're that last team. I think the other teams are safely in. I think Missouri's going to make the tournament. I don't think win or lose today at Arkansas, I don't think it really impacts them at all. I think they're in the NCAA tournament. So for Alabama, they're the one team that's going to be on the line. Now, you could have a team like Mississippi State get to the final of the SEC tournament and have a chance to maybe put together enough quality wins along the way to be in that discussion. Two other teams are the two teams that we thought would be the teams coming into the season that would be right there at the top, Florida and Kentucky, because they've kind of played, you know, they've been in the back seat all year long behind Auburn and Tennessee. And now, as we're seeing both of them play well, and you're really seeing Florida play well right now, they're up 15 on Kentucky in the first half. I mean, Florida's a team I have continued to go back to, and you guys know this. I bring them up all the time. I know people roll their eyes at me because I've stuck with Florida the whole way, because as crazy as they've been at times, they still have the talent to be able to beat anybody in the country.
Lethal offense.
So good on offense. When they decide to play defense, Florida can be a sleeper Final Four type of team. I truly believe that, because they are so good offensively. And so if the Florida we've been seeing here the past week and a half or so is the one that's going to show up throughout March, then I think Florida's a team to watch out for once again, just like they were earlier in the season.
You go on Florida, Johnny Bunu not playing. He officially announced either yesterday or 2 days ago that he will not be playing at all this season. That's a big blow to them. We didn't think he was going to play, but just the finalization, the fact that your center has no chance of coming back. But, yeah, Florida, I mean, you have Kayvon Allen, who hasn't had his best season, Jalen Hudson, Igor Kulichev, Chris Chioza. I mean, these are guys that can get baskets all the time. And when one of them gets it's hot, it's not usually just the one of them. It's multiple guards that they have and can throw on the floor. And that small ball type we just talked about, that's what college basketball is heading towards.
Mm-hmm.
Mike White's almost ahead of the game, basically playing four guards and one big man, whether it's Kavarius Hayes, whoever they throw in there. Yeah, lethal offense. They Gators still have a chance. I think SEC-wise, and this is kind of arrogant, but I still think that they probably have the best chance to make the Final Four just with the experience over Auburn out of the SEC.
I just, you know, again, it goes back to what we saw from Florida earlier in the season and the way they played against Duke, the way they beat Gonzaga, that PK-80. You saw that Florida team and you thought, I could legitimately look at this team and feel like they could be the best team in the country with the way they played against Duke. And that was sort of that battle to see who would be the best team in the country. Now they let the lead slip away. That was defensively. But I still like this Florida team. Who knows what's going to happen in the second half here? They're up 14 early, but this is a team that still has the pieces to go a long way as long as their head's on straight.
All right, we are live at Kung Fu Saloon Nashville. We are brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon Nashville. Always free skee ball here every day. Free play at any games on Sunday. Happy hour 2 to 7 weekly. Private karaoke room, rentals, parties. And we will be doing another live show there March 22nd is when we'll be doing the second live show. It's a Saturday. It's off Division Street in the Midtown area. We're giving away a pair of Preds tickets if you want to swing by for next Saturday's game against the New Jersey Devils. And like we said a couple weeks ago, these aren't bad tickets. These are like seven rows from the ice. So if you want to come down to Kung Fu Saloon and get a chance to win the tickets, come on down. This is Forever March on Nashville Sports Radio, presented by Kung Fu Saloon.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment, with five centers in Middle Tennessee, is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see him in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium. Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent. Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations. Featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskey. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hey, what you reading?
The Ledger. There's a great Titans column by David Clymer.
So it's a sports publication?
Not just sports. Here's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. There's information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene, profiles of community leaders, and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports.
Including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Is it expensive?
It's free. It's available at hundreds of locations and at tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. One up today.
It's a Bill King show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Madness is just around the corner. You're listening to Forever March.
And welcome back into the number one college basketball show in all the land. Coming in on the final end of our first hour. Don't worry, we have a whole second hour coming at you live in full effect here live at Kung Fu Saloon, giving away a pair of Preds tickets. If you're watching right now on the Periscope and you're not able to come down to Kung Fu Kung Fu Saloon is how you say it, Blake. Get it right. You can also call in 615-844-5600 if you have any college basketball questions or SEC questions, or if you want to yell at Blake and Ty and agree with how my upset picks have been just absolutely amazing. I mean, come on. And we can get those. Go through the Periscope. Leave your questions through that as well. Or come on down to Kung Fu Saloon here on Division Street. Like I said, we're giving away Preds tickets. I believe we're going to be giving away some coupons. We're giving away hats. We got all kinds of things from all our sponsors right now. Nissan of Rivergate, they have some hats that we're going to give away for those. Actually kind of cool-looking hats. I mean, we got some Kung Fu hats as well to give away. But, yeah, what other SEC topics can we really get into just as we have the waning few moments left here in this first hour? I mean, any question anybody has you want to get in, call in. Like I said, 615-844-5600. But it's just SEC is really shaping up to be this tournament really shaping up to be a just absolute juggernaut for some games and some teams that are really needed to get into the tournament.
Yeah, I think you'll see every game that'll be very sort of tightly contested just based on what we can expect and what you have teams playing for. So, Missouri-Arkansas, big game today. That is another one worth watching. We talked about earlier Michael Porter Jr. not playing, but I think that's still going to be one of those close games.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and our first hour will be done. We'll get back to you in the second hour right here on Forever March.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A reported incident near the White House this hour. Law enforcement telling ABC News that the U.S. Secret Service is responding to what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the north fence of the White House. They say the subject did not breach the fence line and no shots were fired by the Secret Service. The president and first lady are in Florida, set to return to D.C. later today. Authorities in Michigan providing an update on a shooting that occurred yesterday on the campus of Central Michigan University. Police say 19-year-old James Eric Davis Jr. shot and killed both of his parents in a dorm room. CMU Police Chief Bill Yeagley.
Mr. Davis came into our residence hall with a weapon and went to the fourth floor where we believe he shot and killed his father and his mother.
A clear motive for the shooting is unknown, but police say Davis Jr. had been acting irrationally the day before and was taken to the hospital for evaluation. This is ABC News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click the 4-pack special tab and use promo code SKY at checkout.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413.
800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
The following program is brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon, located on Division Street, downtown Nashville, and online at kungfusaloon.com. Part vintage arcade, part sports bar, all fun. Kung Fu Saloon.
Now, broadcasting live from the WNSR studio. Welcome back to the second hour of Forever March.
Trying to run a business here.
It's awesome!
By George!
It's awesome!
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
It's awesome!
He's got his J-back, folks!
Baby!
Your Nashville home for the best coverage of the best postseason in all of college sports. Forever March answers all your college basketball questions and gives you all the best college basketball insight. Call now at 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. And jump into the madness. And now, here's your hosts, Zach Williams, Blake Lovell, and Ty Richardson.
And welcome back into the second hour, the number one college basketball show in all the land here in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City. Forever March brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon. We are live right now at Kung Fu Saloon, giving away a pair of Preds tickets. If you're here at Kung Fu Saloon and you haven't entered in to try to get your pair of Pred tickets for next Saturday, you need to go ahead and find the bartender. Stu has got you hooked up. He will get you in and get you the tickets, and you have a chance to win those tickets to get into the arguably one of the best sporting arenas, sporting events you could honestly go to on an everyday basis, and that's the Preds going up against the Devils inside of Bridgestone Arena. This is Forever March, though, brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon. Like I said, second hour. Give us a call in if you have any burning college basketball questions you want asked and answered. 615-844-5600, number you got to call in if you want to get in. Also, you can ask questions through our Periscope at Nash Sports Radio on Periscope, Facebook, Twitter. You'll be able to see all that. We'll answer those for you. Now, do we want to get into some more SEC talk here?
Yeah, let's go SEC because we got a lot of SEC people on Periscope right now. Blake, I posed this question a little bit earlier, and I went ahead and gave you my answer. I think Florida is still the team to me that I know Auburn's been very successful this season, but Florida's still the team to me that I don't think a lot of teams have a good chance to begin the Final Four, but I think Florida has the chance. Between for y'all two, who is the team in the SEC right now that you're most trusting to get to a Final Four?
Oh, boy. I mean, and that's the problem, I think, is that I don't completely trust anyone.
No, I don't. And I said that about Florida. Like, I'm not going to put money on Florida to go.
If you look at the way Florida's playing right now, I could make the case for them. With Auburn, I think I just need more of a sample size now without Anthony McLemore. I think before, I was very confident, obviously more confident than you were. But
I started to get on.
Well, I know, but I think it's such a – losing a guy like that is such a big deal because he's one of the best shot blockers in the country, top 12 in the country in shot blocking. He's such a defensive presence. I think the way he affected the game on defense, that was a big reason why they've improved so much on the defensive end of the floor. And now not having him there, you know, everybody's going to look at sort of this skid they've here recently. And I think that's one of the things, but they've also played, you know, a very tough schedule. You've had teams playing well like Florida, like Arkansas. So I don't really think it's necessarily a knock on Auburn. I just think you want to be able to see more, like I said, of that sample size without McLemore just because of what he's done for them this season. But I still think the balance is there. I still think the depth's there. And you have guys like Horace Spencer, Chuma Okeke, Deshaun Murray. Those type of guys are still going to step up and play well. So Auburn, I think, is still in that mix. Tennessee has won so many big games away from home. When you get into the neutral court atmosphere, you want teams that can win away from home and not just rely on what they've done at home all season. Tennessee's not one of those teams. They just haven't, you know, kind of had that stretch on the road where they just haven't played well. They've continually won big games on the road. If they keep doing that, I may trust Tennessee more than anybody else.
I told you why I don't trust Tennessee.
Well, I know. It has to do with size and all that.
But that's a fair assessment.
It is, but it's the same reason you don't trust Auburn either.
Because they lost their best big man. Like how?
Well, hold on. No. You didn't trust Auburn before they had, even when they had him.
I started
him, you didn't
to.
Trust
I because you constantly Let's gave me stuff every
here.
Week.
There's Let's a lot of hands down. In the faces, guys.
Let's calm down.
We're all friends here.
Okay. I don't think you ever really truly believed in Auburn, even when Anthony McLemore was playing. But here's what I was saying. in the year where this is the best we've seen the SEC in many years, the two teams that have continually been at the top and have continually been consistent is Auburn and Tennessee. So I think that's why I would lean towards trusting them more, because Kentucky's playing well now, sure. Florida's playing well now, sure. Arkansas, all those teams. But,
don't trust Arkansas.
Well, I know you don't trust Arkansas. Right, but what have you done over the long haul? And I think just looking at it as that point, it makes more sense to trust the teams that have continually proven that they can stay at that level and not take that big dip like we've seen from Kentucky and Florida and all these other teams. So, yes, it matters how you play now. And I think, like I said, I want to be able to see more from Auburn without McLemore. And I think with Tennessee, the size, obviously, sure, I get it. But I also think you have a very, very good three-point shooting team, and you have a team that has some things that just aren't measured stats-wise. Tennessee is one of the toughest teams in the country. You can mark that down, kind of explain it any way you want. The ability to win on the road, all the big games, they've been able to do that. It takes toughness. A lot of teams in the country don't have that to that level, and that's why I think Tennessee is a team you can rely on. But it's all about matchups. So it really doesn't. Yeah. We can say that, but it's all about matchups.
We're going to talk about this more in a second, but we got Bob in Bellevue, basketball Bob, as we know him nowadays, waiting for football season to get back. We got him on the line back in the WSNR studios. Bob, what is going on, my man?
Hey, man, I don't call in to be popular, so I'm just going to tell it like it is. You guys are going to talk about the SEC. There won't be one Final Four team from this lousy conference. You're not going to have some fluky South Carolina team make the Final Four like last year. I don't think any of these teams are capable of that this year. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, Bob. Bob,
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm not going to say it like that, but we just talked about it. I mean, you have trust issues with every one of these teams. So can you safely say that you're going to have, you know, right? Can you safely say you're going to have one of these teams in? I cannot safely say that.
Can you safely say that about anything? And the reason why I say this, it's such a touchy subject about, you know, saying that Final Four, this is the set way it's going to happen. And when maybe a Virginia, you can say, they're going to find their way into
the Final
Four. I would
trust the ACC. I would trust the Big East. I'm confident in both those conferences. Xavier, Villanova.
We just don't know the matchups yet.
But
right,
more than the SEC. You're telling me right now you trust a conference like the SEC.
If Auburn gets a great matchup set all the way to it, and they just have the path paid for them, I trust Auburn the way they played throughout the season, the way they've been able to shoot the ball. Their point plus minus margin in the entire SEC is 11-0. What's the second?
I don't trust anyone until we see the full field.
Exactly. Once we get into the
trust?
Full field.
Okay, pre-bracket, pre-selection
Auburn.
Sunday.
No, why wouldn't
it
be Auburn?
He's talking about conference. Basketball.
Oh, you're talking about conference. Okay.
Basketball
vibes.
That's about conference.
You want me to be honest with you? Probably the Big East.
Okay, yeah, Big East.
Because I think you have the teams that have played those close games.
Exactly.
They played the Villanovas. You got Butler, Xavier. They all play that type of style I think you need to win in March. And so I would trust the Big East probably ahead of everyone at this
point. I would put the Big East, and I would probably put the ACC, and I would probably put the Big Ten and Big 12, and the SEC is fifth. And then the Pac-12
that's
is sixth.
Fair. I mean, that's what, because, again, I haven't been one of those all year long that said anything about this with the SEC. The SEC is as deep as it's ever been. But that doesn't necessarily mean that every single team, the top four teams, can all make the Final Four.
Yeah.
You can be a very deep conference, but that doesn't necessarily mean you've got three or four teams that are going to make the Elite Eight, obviously last year, when you have the Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, all that. You know, but could you see that? I think you could. You could see Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, Kentucky, any of those teams making a run, depending on the matchup. Now, they're not all going to get to the Final Four, but I do think you could see some of those teams being one of those surprise types of runs,
I mean,
just because of what they've done in the non-conference schedule.
Did you anticipate three SEC teams going to the Elite Eight last
right,
year?
Exactly.
No one in the
we
country.
We have no idea.
Exactly, yeah. And you get into a real dangerous territory, too, saying that this conference, this team, that, you know, getting in and saying that. I know you can make your predictions and everything, It's never set in stone. I mean, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but it gets a little nervous like that. Bob, do you have anything else by me? I mean, is there another fight you want us to get into here on Forever March today live at Kung Fu Saloon?
Well, I want you guys to give me credit for calling into a basketball talk show in Nashville and saying this conference is lousy. I deserve credit for that.
You do, my man. You do. I promise.
Hey, Bob, if you want to win some Preds tickets, why don't you come on down to Kung Fu Saloon, and we'll give you even more credit here.
Yeah.
I don't think I can make it down. Okay, let's just real quick, looking at this conference, Kentucky won at West Virginia. That's a good win. But I saw North Carolina go to Tennessee and beat them there. What are the big wins that the SEC has out of conference
other than Kentucky beating West Virginia?
I mean, if you look at the Big 12 ACC, or excuse me, the SEC Big 12 challenge, the SEC won that challenge. You have Vanderbilt beating TCU, which Vanderbilt should have no reason to win that game where TCU is in the way Vanderbilt is. I mean, I think you can just point to that itself by saying the conference has improved. I'm not saying that it's where it needs to be. It's still getting there, but just winning that conference tournament, that little short weekend itself, is enough to say that those are some big wins.
Well, and here's something else, too. I think the problem with the going back to, like, the early non-conference schedule is that teams are certainly in different places then, and you don't really know. At that point, you don't have teams that have hit their stride. But, you know, you look back at, like, what a team like Tennessee did. They beat Purdue. At that time, Purdue wasn't playing very well. And so I think it's just
A&M,
completely different.
Same way with
right,
A&M.
Yeah, A&M's playing well. They played a USC team that we thought could be a top-10 type of team. That didn't happen. You know, same with like a Minnesota team. Arkansas beat Minnesota. Minnesota was a top 15 team at the time.
Wolf.
So many things have changed. So I think it's kind of hard to look at that back that. And
well, what you just
kind of look at the wins.
I didn't know Tennessee beat Purdue. I forgot about it. That's a huge win for the conference. That's big.
Yeah. And that's probably the best one.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. But I'm telling you right now, Tennessee's not going to the Final Four. They've never been in history. They've never made that, and they're not going to make it this year. I don't think Kentucky can make it. I don't believe in Florida. I just think this is a lot of slightly above average teams, and a few of them have good records playing against each other. I don't think it's a very good conference at all. Now, I've got Villanova, clearly the best team in the country if they're healthy. Do either one of y'all, anybody disagree with that? Villanova's the best team in the country healthy.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your head as a no.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. I think they are.
I mean, Villanova, they have five guys that can shoot on. I mean, you have Spellman, Archie Diacono, you bring in Colin Gillespie off the bench. I mean, and then Jalen Brunson, All-American, probably has a good chance to win the Naismith Player of the Year. Then Mikal Bridges, like, which doesn't get talked about enough. Jay Wright has the luxury of putting Mikal Bridges on the other team's best player 24/7. The guy is 6'8", can lock down anyone, can play every position on the floor. Like, you just can't find that player in college basketball besides him. I'd have to go with the Wildcats, the number one team.
Okay, my second pick, and I've lost a little faith in them, but Purdue starts four seniors, and I think this is a time when, you know, like those Butler teams that we've seen a few years ago, they just won because they were upperclassmen. I think four seniors in this tournament this year will win a lot of games. So I would have Purdue in my second slot. I also like Michigan State. I think Izzo at one point had a run where anybody that graduated for him played in the Final Four. So he basically makes it about one out of every 4 years. They've got a good record. They're a good team. And I would just put Michigan State in my Final Four just because of recent history. So what do you think about that?
What do you think, Ty? What do you think about those?
that second one sounded good,
I would caution you with Purdue. Haven't been to an Elite Eight since 2000. Matt Painter's never shown anything good.
Good thing
before.
It's 2018.
That T-shirt, man. That T-shirt's getting bigger and bigger. We got to get the KU pick on Twitter, and then we got to get this going.
Bob, you had a great quote about Purdue a week or two ago when you said you stopped believing them. I rubbed that in Blake's face. Now he's going to rub this in my face. So I'm saddened by your recent quote, Bob.
Well, three losses in a row is not good. If you're – That's really, even though they were close losses, that's not good.
I can't remember a national championship team that did that, but that's, I guess, in conversation for another day. So
I'm not picking Purdue to win it, but if you show me four seniors on a team with a seven-footer like Purdue, I think they can win games. So anyway, well, it's going to be fun. This is probably the most wide-open, even though we think we know who the best team is, I think it's the most wide-open tournament that I can remember.
Yep, I agree with that. I think you're going to see a lot of interesting matchups, and you're going to see a lot of, you know, I guess you could do quote-unquote upsets, but I think when you see a lot of these teams, there's not a lot of difference maybe with those teams beyond maybe a couple of those like we mentioned.
If there's one SEC team in the Final Four, I'm going to buy lunch, a cheap lunch for all of you guys. It'll be cheap.
One SEC deal.
Team in the Final Four, you all get lunch. Now, it may be pizza. I hope you like pizza. But I'm not going to have to worry about it because it's not going to happen.
Well, we record these things, so you better make sure. It's on record now.
That's a strong claim, sir.
All right, man. I'll talk to you.
Thanks, Bob.
See you.
All right, Bob. That's Bob in Bellevue. We love him. Always calling in, bringing the great, just great questions, and really trying to stir the pot so much. We're going to go ahead and take our first break here in the second hour of our first set, the first part of our second hour right here. Be back on the other end. We want to call in 615-844-5600. Number you got to call if you want to get in on the number one college basketball show in all of the Music City, all the land, if I say, brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon for this Forever March.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
Hey, this is Greg Pogue inviting you to join me Sunday mornings at 9 right here on 560 AM on 95.9 FM for the Tennessee State University Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Franklin American Mortgage, featuring Tigers coach Dana Ford and Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Keep up with the Tigers and Lady Tigers throughout the season on the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, also brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery, Pepsi, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Nissan, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and McDonald's. That's the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Franklin American Mortgage, every Sunday morning at 9.
This is Forever March, your Nashville home for college basketball.
Welcome back into the number one college basketball show in all the land, live at Kung Fu Saloon. Giving away a pair of Preds tickets later on in this hour. If you're not in the raffle already, then you need to get in the raffle. You need to get to Kung Fu Saloon here on Division Street in downtown Nashville. Not only is there just great food, but, I mean, every game you can play right now. It's also got free skee ball, right? The free skee ball all the time.
All the time.
NBA Jam, they have the original NBA Jam. Mortal Kombat 2, Blitz. I mean, it's just – this is just a fun place. You got to get down here. Not only are you going to get a chance at free Preds tickets, but, I mean, just playing this game, eating the food, being in the atmosphere right now, the warmish weather out there.
People are outside. Ping pong, checkers,
all that good stuff. You got to come down right
watch
now.
Watch Zach and Blake lose to me at a pop shot.
Okay. Yeah, wow. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves there, Ty.
They left last time. I think they're going to stay and play this time.
That's something we gotta record. Yeah. We gotta do something just to show.
Oh yeah, to record that. Just I say gotta. If I win, then win. All right.
All right, anyway.
Blake wants to hit on Rick Bird's squad, Belmont, in the OVC championship, taking on Murray State. Blake Belmont. I mean, they're you got them in? Are they going to win this game and get an automatic bid?
I don't know. This could be a tough game. I mean, Murray State, you know, these two teams played during the regular season, and you know, it just seemed like all year long it was pretty clear that these were the two best teams when you looked at – and I think we thought that going into the season, is that these were going to be the two best teams, and they played it was, you know, at Belmont. Belmont won that game by 7. But when you just think about a matchup like this, neutral court, what's on the line, you could look at both teams, I think, and say those are two teams that could win a game in the NCAA tournament with the way they play. Murray State with Jonathan Stark had just a dynamic score, obviously with Belmont. With the way that they just play and just the balance they have. I mean, you've got several guys you feel like that can score 20 points on any given night. And then you look at sort of Belmont last night in that game against Austin Peay, which, by the way, Austin Peay way better than anyone thought they'd be this season in the OVC. Matt Figger in his first season coming over from South Carolina as an assistant. Unbelievable job he did with that team to get them in that position to be the 3 seed and have a chance. But you look at last night's game. Imanzi Egbukeze scores 32 points. He goes 9 of 11 from 3 for Belmont. He is that X factor, I think, in this game against Murray State, because as good as Jonathan Stark is for Murray State, they obviously have other guys as well. But this will go right down to the wire. It's a must-watch game. It always is. The OVC tournament always delivers. And I think you're going to see a very, very good game there tonight in Evansville.
Yeah, Ford Center, Greg's been bragging about it. He was down there. Greg Pogue was down there for the TSU games. He's broadcaster for TSU. Belmont not getting the home court advantage like they usually do the tournament, typically being in Nashville. They have to travel to Evansville now. TSU also not getting it. But it's a game where it's basically, you talk about Jonathan Stark, it's going to be him against the efficiency of Belmont. Belmont Bruins, number 3 in the country in offensive field goal efficiency, which is, you talked about Rick Bird's squad, they just spread the ball out and they can beat you in so many different ways. And that's when you have a mid-major team like that, regardless of what, because that dynamic works both ways. You can have a Damian Lillard at Weber State go off, or CJ McCollum at Lehigh go beat Duke, or then you can have an efficient team like a Belmont that has scores in so many different ways and they just play so sound. That dynamic, both sides of the equation for mid-majors is dangerous, and I think Belmont and Murray State could cause some havoc in the tournament, like you were saying.
Yeah, Belmont, best two-point shooting team in the country. Now, something to watch out for. We know Belmont, three-point shooting-wise, they're still obviously an upper-level team. Murray State, when you look at KenPom, they're 15th in the country in three-point field goal percentage defense. So that's something to watch out for, because we're talking about a neutral court game. Sometimes you don't know. We talked about what Egbukeze did last night when he went 9 for 11 there. But it's going to be interesting to see how they defend, because it's a game that will be, as most mid-major championship games are, it'll be sort of a grind-it-out type of game where, you know, and I know it's cliche, but every possession will matter in a game like this. I think it's going to be a very, very good game. And I don't know. I mean, to me, it's a toss-up, because we don't really know. We've seen how they matched up earlier in the season, but that was at Belmont. I just think in this situation, you feel like when you have a player like Stark on one side who can completely take over the game, and then you look at just all that balance on the other side for Belmont, this is a must-watch game. If you're a college basketball fan, you have to watch this game, because these are two very, very good teams, two very, very good coaches, and then one of them getting left out is going to be a shame, because like I said, I think they could both win a game in the tournament if they both were to ever get there, which obviously they're not going to this year, but.
Well, that's why actually I was going to ask you, if these two teams had get to the tournament, what could they do in the tournament?
Well, that's what's sad. I mean, I think they're difficult matchups, because, you know, and that's why it's so tough, because we always make that argument. Well, should you go with a very, very good mid-major team over a middle-of-the-road power conference team when you're talking about these at-large bids? And you look at a team like Murray State with a player like Jonathan Stark, who just can put up 30 points, you know, in the blink of an eye. And then you look at Belmont, who can shoot the ball so well, and they've always done that. Even when Evan Brads was there, I mean, you're talking about he was consistently the best shooter in the country in terms of field goal percentage, and that's just always been Belmont's thing. They've played smart, they've played efficient, and when you have teams like that in a tournament setting, you just don't really know how to combat that. And so it would be interesting if we ever got to that scenario where you saw, you know, teams like that both getting in, but certainly that's what makes the stakes even higher, though, in an OVC tournament.
Vanderbilt fans know all too well about Belmont. You remember that 13-4 seeded game where I can't remember who hit the shot for Murray State, but
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And Vanderbilt,
that's when I think Billy Kennedy was still there at the time.
Yeah. I think so. And Vanderbilt lost that game on a last-second buzzer beater. So, yeah. Nashville natives, they know all about what Murray State can do. Quick scoreboard update right now. Xavier up on DePaul, number three in the country, 42-37. Zach, your upset pick's looking pretty good right now.
Unreal.
Texas beating West Virginia right now, 52-50. Shocker Smart Squad really needs a big win like this win to get a better case for the NCAA tournament. And then Florida is just dominating Kentucky, 64-44, 13-47 to go with that one. Gators are destroying them on senior day. I almost called it the O'Connell Center. It's an as exact arena now.
Exact.
Which is so weird because I've been used to calling it the O'Connell Center for so many years.
We got a comment on the Periscope. Somebody said Middle Tennessee is going to get to the Sweet 16. I would not be shocked. It's all about matchups. We talk about that. But I told you guys, I can see this team winning multiple games. With the way Nick King's playing, you have a veteran guy like Giddy Potts, Kermit Davis. They've been there. They've won games now in back-to-back tournaments. It's funny because we always try to compare teams, but this team is really, really good, and they can certainly be in the right spot to where they can win multiple games, I think.
That is very possible. Real quick, just are y'all shocked? Why do y'all ever doubt me about my upset picks?
Oh, it's not finalized yet.
I was going to say, is the game over?
It's 52-50
with 11 minutes left. Is it a 20-point game or what?
It might as well be final. It might as well be final about an hour ago.
Don't count your chickens before the hat, Zach.
Yeah, yeah.
Never heard that.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I hope West Virginia goes on like a 25-2
run. I hope West Virginia wins by 50 to end this game.
Just because you said that. My goodness.
It just feels good right now.
I got a question about the Blue Raiders, and Greg's been asked this a couple times on the Greg Pogan Big Coach Show. Is this Middle Tennessee team, with Nick Keene and others, better than the Reggie Upshaw and Corey Williams teams and kind of the teams they've had the past 2 years, which beat Michigan State and they beat Minnesota? I mean, they've got good squads the past 2 years.
Nick Keene, man, think about his road here to where he was at Alabama. We didn't know what he was going to do, what would be his impact. But Kermit Davis has had success with the transfers we know. You talk about Corey Williams coming over and all that. I don't know. I think you could really compare this team to those teams because we've seen them grind out these wins throughout the season. And as well as Nick King's playing, that's that playmaker effect that you got, Ty, you especially are always talking about. If you have one of those guys in tournament time, you can win games. And I think when you have a guy like Nick King who has just scored so many times, I have to look it up, but I was keeping track a while back of how many 20-point games he's had this season. And it's just unreal. It's through the roof, and I think when you have a guy like that, you give yourself a chance to win multiple games in the tournament.
Also to pair with your guy, Kitty Potts.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Leading three-point scorer in all land, and then just – well, at least in MTSU land. But, I mean, still, just a guy who's – is he not like the JT Barrett of college basketball, just been in the league for 5 to 10 years or something like that, has a contract going on? I don't know. We're going to go ahead and take our break, but right now, we're live right now at Kung Fu Saloon. And like I said, we're giving away a pair of Preds tickets. If you haven't already registered to get into the Preds tickets giveaway, all you got to do is just rip a ticket and get into the raffle. If you're not here yet, show up, get into the raffle, and that way you'll be able to win these free Preds tickets. No catch, no gimmicks, no nothing. We're just giving them away. Go ahead and get set up for that. We're going to take a break. Be back on the other side right here on Forever March.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com. Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Redneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9. FM. This is Forever March. Call in at 615-844-5600 for all your college basketball questions.
And welcome back into the number one college basketball show in all the land. Forever March brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon. We are live now at Kung Fu Saloon trying to give away a pair of Preds tickets. Not in this segment, but the next segment we'll be giving those away. Guys, you heard me talk about them in the first hour. I'm going to talk about them again, and we have some of their hats we're giving away as well. Nissan and Rivergate, guys, I don't understand. If you're still looking to buy a car, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle and you don't know where to go, you're not sure how to do it, who you can trust. Trust your old buddy, Zach. I've been to these places already. I've already got my cars through them. I know my vehicles are just so sound. I love my car. You've got to go check them out. Best people, best parts, best service. Just the best experience that you're going to have. Go check them out in Madison, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And you go see their website. See all the deals that they have going on right now at www.nissanofrivergate.com. And then give them a call. Talk to them for yourself. Get to know all the nice people over there at Nissan of Rivergate. Tell them your friends here at WNSR sent you down. That's Nissan of Rivergate at Nissan of Rivergate on Twitter and Facebook. Also, they have their own Twitters and Facebooks where your dollar always goes farther.
All right, there's a couple conference tournaments that are going on right now. We talked about the OVC one earlier. The Big Ten is going on in Madison Square Garden. You have the Big 12 tournament in the Sprint Center, Kansas City next week, SC tournament. Not be in Nashville, it'll be in St. Louis. There's a number of crucial, important conference tournaments, not just for the conferences overall, but for specific teams. So, guys, pick a conference tournament. Why does it matter to you the most?
Well, I mean, if you just look at today, I think you look at Penn State. I mean, they're one of those teams that are in a position where you beat Purdue, I think you're in the tournament. I mean, I think you're in the NCAA tournament if they beat Purdue. And so I think that's one of those important type of games where, you know, if you don't win, you're not in. If you win, you're in. And I think that's a situation that's pretty much all we can ask for when you get to conference tournament type of games. And so that's very important, and you guys know I'm going to talk about the SEC because it is because you have teams that are playing for seeding. You have potential teams like Mississippi State. I think Georgia's way too far gone now in terms of being able to be in that mix. But you have a team like Mississippi State that could play their way in. You have a team like Alabama that could play their way out. So I think the SEC is very important too. And so it's just – every tournament now, just based on the seeding and how we've seen these things play out, you have a lot of those different type of games where you have three or four teams that are in positions to where they could either play their way in or one loss takes them completely out. So that's always the most fun to me, is because you have those bubble teams that things could go either way with.
I'm going to go off your Big Ten point because I agree with you 100%. I think the four number one seats right now in the NCAA tournament, assuming they either win or highly compete for their conference tournament, is Villanova, Virginia, Xavier, and Kansas. But with Purdue and Michigan State, I think they have to you have Michigan going against Michigan State today, and you have Purdue beating Penn State. While Penn State is not the resume builder that beating Michigan would be, like Michigan State gets to do, Purdue has a chance to beat Penn State, get a decent resume win, and then hopefully Michigan State wins so they can beat them in the Big Ten Championship. I think Purdue or Michigan State's able to beat Michigan and beat that. I think there's a very good case for one of them to be the number one seed, depending on who wins that Big Ten Championship. And I think because a one seed is so much different from a two seed in terms of who you play and how that shakes out, I think that is why the Big Ten tournament today and then tomorrow as the championship game is the biggest conference tournament for in terms of the NCAA tournament and how it will affect it in the future.
Let's point this out, too. We talk about that, you know, the one seed, the difference between the one seed, the two seed, and all that. But I think when you look at the potential 8-9 sort of seeds this year, I've got this pulled up. Let's take a look at the potential 8-9 seeds. Texas A&M is a potential 8 seed. If you're a number one seed, you think about that size and all that. NC State's another, they're a 9 seed. NC State's a team we've seen win big games against Duke. I mean, you know, teams.
Omar, you're a goat.
See, I mean, you've got Virginia Tech is right now projected to be an 8 seed. They just beat Duke. St. Mary's, who I think is a team that kind of lost a little bit of respect with the way that Gonzaga game played out, but I think that's still a team that can win games. And then you look at Butler and Missouri, also 8-9 type of teams. I just, you know, this year, is it going to matter that much between the one and two lines? Because I think you still have such an interesting situation where this is definitely one of those years where we could look at some of those 8-9 games, and the winner of that, I mean, you could see it feel a lot better than maybe you have in recent years about knocking off a number one seed.
I think right now, going back to biggest conference tournaments and everything, I'm going with the SEC. Just for as much as so many people right now are talking bad about the SEC, and then we talked about it earlier, too, about how they don't really think there is a team that can make it to the Final Four. This is a lot of proving ground for both, not just the SEC in turn, but some of these top teams like in Auburn and Tennessee, that this is where they can kind of prove themselves to finally get in that upper echelon of the SEC, be the team that has the clear, distinctive lead, and then carry that momentum in to try to get to the Final Four. Of course, we'll, you know, figure out the matchups and all that kind of good stuff. But it's crucial right now for the SEC. I mean, especially like a team like Alabama, like it's just every game's important right now, trying to get in on the tournament. This is a crucial time for not just certain teams in the SEC, but most of the big teams, most of the teams in the SEC going into the SEC tournament.
Well,
there's
think,
a lot of weight in it.
I think you're right about Auburn and Tennessee. I mean, it would give them a lot more credibility with people who tend to knock both of them. Because if you can run through that in a tournament setting, then you're going to believe in those teams a lot more once you get to the NCAA tournament. Because I think it's a dangerous game you play sometimes. When you say, well, if a team doesn't get someone to the Final Four, then it's not really that good of a conference. You know, if you can't,
yeah.
Well, guess what? Only four teams get to the Final Four. So, you know, I think you can't just base it off of that. Just like last year when the SEC got three teams of the Elite Eight. Yes, I thought the SEC was better than most people did, but I wasn't sitting there saying, oh, the SEC is the best conference in the country because they got three teams of the Elite Eight. Because I don't think you can measure it that way. I think it really is just the overall body of work, the entire season. I think that's the only way to measure conferences from top to bottom. And I know everyone wants to jump on, and it's all about success in March. I get that. But remember, only so many teams can advance, and you can't have every single team in there. So
I got a question for you guys. When's the last time there was no number one seats in the Final Four? See if you guys know that off the top of your head.
Oh, man, that would have been.
Give me the date.
I couldn't give you the date.
Not the exact year.
So 2014?
It was before 2014.
Before 2014.
Was it the year that you had – was it the year UConn VCU. It's one of those teams were in that mix.
Ding, ding, ding. VCU, UConn, Butler, and the last team is not coming to my head. But, yeah, 2011,
That's right.
Number one seeds didn't make it. I would argue since then this is the year that might be the closest to that, where the number one seeds might be the weakest that we've ever seen since that year. Because, I mean, I like Villanova, but I'm not – when I put them down, pen and paper, and I put them in my Final Four, assuming they don't collapse in the Big East tournament, I'm not as confident as I have with other teams in years past at all. And I'm not confident in Virginia, even though they've looked really good this year. I'm still scared if I end up riding them in my Final Four. But, again, we got to wait for matchups. But I would argue this is the weakest field of number one seeds we've seen in quite some time.
You know, I think it's similar to compare this to the SEC, where you have those top eight teams, so the one seeds, mm-hmm. the two seeds. I think it's very similar in that, you know, you have a bunch of good teams, but you also have teams that you could see getting beat early. And I think that's just kind of the way it is this year. And, you know, we always talk about, is the 16 ever going to beat a 1? And we've seen the 15s pull off the upsets against the 2s and all that. It just, this year's tournament has a very interesting feel to it. And hopefully we get some of those very, very good matchups here in Nashville.
And that's what, you know, we've been talking about this all year, though, too. This is, the talent pool is just so spread out. So many people, you know, you look at Trae Young staying home, not going to just the Duke and or the NCs or Kentucky's, just spreading the talent out. A lot of those top teams that are the primarily the, you know, the blue blood teams that stay in it most of the time, you know, they're young, a lot of those teams. So that's very exploitable. And this season is just, you know, I feel like you can get another trap thing is saying, oh, this season's so different than every other season. Well, I mean, this season.
We say that every year.
Exactly.
By the way.
That's going to happen every year. But this one, as we're in it right now, it's just nobody's safe. We've seen that all year. Teams at the top constantly getting beat and getting the, you know, I know we make our upset picks and things like that, but it's nobody's safe at the top, and especially in the tournament. There's so many times we've reiterated this so many multiple times, and, you know, it gets, as sports analysts as we are and as college basketball analysts, we have to kind of stay on one side or other, make our picks and things like that. But you just don't know. You just don't know until the actual tournament gets set. You don't know until the actual day is played. You won't know, because sometimes teams can catch fire at the right time and just move through and just absolutely bracket bust everybody in their wake.
And you still don't know.
Exactly.
That's what makes the tournament what it is. That's why people love filling out brackets and all that, because the chances of everything playing out as it should are very low. Because it never happens. And
exactly.
I just don't think this is especially one of those years where it's not
right?
going to happen.
So. You talked about that VCU team 2011. Do you know what seed that VCU team was?
Were they 11?
It was 11. It was a play. They were in the play-in game.
Blake. Yeah, that's right.
So you're going from a play-in game, so you have to play an extra game just to get into the tournament, essentially, which, quote-unquote, you're in the tournament, but, quote-unquote, you're not in the tournament.
Right.
So you go from that to get all the way to the Final Four, lose to Butler, Chaka Smart's team. By the way, they're actually up right now. By four, if they win that, I'm going to be really frustrated because Zach's going to get the upset pick for like the fourth
another
week in a row.
The bottom of the net, baby.
yeah, but it's just crazy. You talk about that. Go from that to there, playing in the Final Four.
I think it goes to the argument too of the building momentum thing that we talk about.
Oh,
teams
yeah.
that you know, and that's like when we talked about the Big Ten tournament being this week, and you're having to take the week off. And it's like I'm telling you right now, I can guarantee you, there's a lot of coaches that do not prefer that. Teams having to take a week off before the NCAA tournament.
Oh, it's the worst.
Because you don't want to, you know, if you have that momentum, if you go and win the Big Ten tournament, then you're just sitting for a week or however long it is, a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever. And it's like, do you really want that? I don't think anyone would want that.
Well, you know, this is a large comparison into all sports, right? So in a team that Ty and I both know very well and that I've made this comparison even with the Predators, looking at their last year's Stanley Cup run. You know, the Royals in 2015 were not a team that was picked to win that World Series, that were picked to go to the World Series or do anything. They just caught fire at the right time, played amazing baseball. Sorry, that would be the 2014 season is the season I'm talking about. So when they made it all the way up against the Giants, they just caught fire. They played their way all the way in. Catching fire is more important to me every time because I believe more into the mentality of sports. If you're you're just feeling right and playing right the way that you should, it's not about your talent on the court. It's a team game at the end of the day. If your team's just clicking on all cylinders, you have a chance to beat anybody at all times. And catching fire at the right time is the most important thing, and that's when you find these bracket busters ended up all over the place.
And unfortunately, Madison Bumgarner caught fire at the wrong time in that series. As a
you know,
fan,
they put him back in the third time in Game 7. All they had to do was just not swing at those high balls that they were so nervous. I can go all day about
and
this.
And Salvador Perez. Anyway, but that's a conversation for another day. All right, we are live at Kung Fu Saloon Nashville. Kung Fu Saloon Nashville is the sponsor title of our show Forever March. 50 Cent Wings on Monday, brunch on Saturday and Sunday. They have 20-plus vintage arcade games in here. Happy hour 2 to 7 Monday through Friday. We'll be doing another live show in 2 weeks from now. Excuse me, 3 weeks from now here at Kung Fu Saloon. Great TVs. You can watch college basketball all season long. You just got to come check it out. We're here about to give Pret tickets away. Next segment, 2 seats. Next Saturday, game against the New Jersey Devils. I think 7 rows from the ice is where the tickets are, but they are really good seats, and we're about to give those away. Next segment. You're listening to Forever March on Nashville Sports Radio, presented by Kung Fu Saloon.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. You can visit them 24/7 at NissanOfRivergate.com.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show.
They've written like 4 tickets in the entire state the last year for texting and driving. And I just found out you have a ticket for texting and driving.
I was just messing with my phone. I didn't deny. Guilty as charged. I was.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM. This is Forever March, your home for college basketball.
Welcome back into Forever March. We are live at Kung Fu Saloon Nashville off Division Street in the Midtown area. Going to give some Preds tickets away at the end of this segment. But before we get to that, it's one of our favorite segments of the show. It is Word Association, and we are excited to get to that. But for those who have not gotten a raffle ticket for the free Preds ticket, go see my buddy Stu right now. Get a raffle ticket. You have a chance to win a free pair of Preds tickets to next Saturday's game against the New Jersey Devils. They are seven rows up, and they are great.
No strings attached either. There's no gimmick. There's no nothing. We're just giving away free Predators tickets, and if anybody wants them, this is the time. It's a Saturday game, too, by the way. Those tickets go – Saturday Preds tickets game goes for about $150, especially around where we're sitting.
So we're giving tickets valued at, what, $300?
Something like that. For free. There's no – I mean, what are y'all doing? Come on.
Yeah, all right. Word Association. Blake, I'll let you kick this off. What is your word to start out with today?
Thad Matta. Have you guys seen the news? Matta. Exactly. That's why I threw it at you. So he is apparently wanting to get back into coaching. And you know where he happened to be on Friday. Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh. Ole Miss.
Again, here's what I'll tell you. I don't necessarily think he's going to take the job. I think it's going to have to be the right job, the perfect job, and I think there's going to be some more openings, and particularly, let's look at the ACC. You can connect dots in certain places, potentially other conferences as well, where I think he would probably be a better fit.
Good grief. I was listening to One Shining Podcast. Mark Titus is a former player of his, former walk-on, and Titus said that he liked being retired. And we're talking about that, but I guess
they all do.
Coaching, you like it for a bit, and you're like, okay, I got it, because their guys are workaholics.
You get to this time of year, and you're like, oh boy, I need that back.
Wow, I did not know that. I had not seen that report or anything. So
there you go.
The heck of a hire for Ole Miss. You get Thad Matta, a guy that's probably a Hall of Fame coach that's taking a team to a national championship. Greg Oden, Mike Conley, and I mean,
I'll believe it when I see it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, mine. How about St. Paddy's Day and March Madness being here the same weekend in 2 weeks? St. Paddy's Day will be about Saturday. The March Madness games will be on Friday and Sunday.
Going to be a lot of yelling.
A lot of drinking.
But, no, it's fun, and we've talked about it. I'm excited to see who we get here team-wise because it changes, obviously, by the day. But I hope we get, that 2-15, 7-10 type of matchups, I think that'd be interesting.
Decommits.
Well, Georgia had a big one this week.
So there's a lot of them all across the way right now.
Arizona's obviously had a lot. I mean, I thought that was kind of a given. But Georgia, we talk about coaches' job security and all that. Ashton Hagans, 5-star recruit, decommits from Georgia this week. And we already know how their seasons went.
But that's the season every year. Mark Fox's squad is always on that bubble, it seems like. Is it not?
But that's the same thing with Ole Miss. I think at some point, you as a school, as an institution, have to look at yourselves and make sure you're doing the right thing to put your coaches in the position to succeed. And I don't necessarily think that's always been the case in Georgia or Ole Miss. So we'll see.
All right, it's time, guys. If you have not got your ticket yet for the raffle for the free Predators tickets giveaway, you need to come to us right now to get a ticket, and we'll be able to – actually, sorry, the bartenders, and they'll be able to get you in real quick because we're about to pull this ticket, and whoever gets it is getting free Predators tickets to next Saturday's game against the New Jersey Devils. So Ty's going to go ahead and pull it.
All right, the winning number is 9451320.
That's my man over here?
A man.
You got it?
Stu has your tickets.
3-2-0. Yeah, we got it. What's your name, man? James. James, congratulations, James. Tickets are going to be over there,
man,
with Stu.
Well, congratulations to James winning the Preds tickets.
There you go, man. It's that easy, guys. And there's the gong in the background just to seal it home. Thank you for everybody who pulled tickets and everything. Thanks to Kung Fu Saloon for hosting us and dealing with everything. And enjoy those, James. Have fun at the game, man.
If you're looking for the guy with the two free Preds tickets, his name's James.
Yeah. He's walking around. He's got him in his pocket. Don't worry.
Just yell it out, and he may let you have him.
Hopefully he doesn't sell him on the way out. So, you know what? So the Main City Tottenham game, you're actually a soccer fan, so you'll think this is funny. So they came here this summer. They're playing that game.
Yeah.
And we were at a bar off Broadway, and a guy won these tickets. And I noticed that he raised their hand, or he didn't raise his hand when they asked, does anyone not have tickets? So he wins these tickets. My roommate, who's sitting over right over there, we go over to him like, hey, man, how much you want these tickets? These are like $100 tickets. He goes, $20. So I hand him a 20. He gives us tickets worth $200 for $20. And we walked and we sit club level at that game, and that Premier League game this season in Nissan Stadium.
I'm glad you told that story after the MLS already said they're coming in. Because if there ain't any more way to show Nashville's appreciation for soccer, it's telling a story about someone giving away $200 tickets.
Hey, they're coming. We're good.
Yeah, it's already happening.
Hey, Texas up 71-70 with a minute left.
So. Oh, no, man. And we only have a couple minutes left now in the show. So what's something else? Blake, get something off your chest right now. I feel like there's something you've been holding back this entire show.
Well, I think we talked about it a minute ago. I think Duke and North Carolina are two teams. They play. Well, just think about it. We've gone the entire show. We haven't talked about this big game. But if I talk about long-term NCAA tournament potential, I don't trust either one of them.
I understand.
Like I just don't.
North Carolina's been weird, especially when NC, the way they bounced back in just such a poor fashion early, and then they started playing better. And, you know, it's kind of weird how these teams you would think have already set in. These teams have the talent, right? It's not about their talent and possessing the talent. They just, does it seem like they're using them wrong, or is that just me?
North Carolina's missing that big front court presence like they had last year, and I think Duke is so young, and we always talk about that. Youth first experience in the NCAA tournament, Duke's youth worries me big time because I just think they have those stretches where it's like they forget who they are, and they just play like a team that's just an average team, and that's going to hurt them if they get those bad matchups.
And we talked about it, how Coach Krzyzewski has changed his identity on defense in one season. He's played zone before in stretches. They're only playing that 2-3, 3-2 zone now, and that is completely different from everything he's done in the past. And I think that even though Wendell Carter Jr. and Marvin Bagley are the best post combination in all of college basketball, they don't play like a defense.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for Forever March here live at Kung Fu Saloon. We'll be back next week, same regular time, and we'll be back to Kung Fu Saloon here just later on this month.
Three weeks.
Definitely look forward to that on our Twitter and Facebook at Nash Sports Radio. We'll see you next time right here on WNSR 560 AM 95.9 FM, home of Forever March, brought to you by Kung Fu Saloon.